So Archie splits the men under his care as best he can into two equal groups. He gives half of them vitamin C. He gives half of them vitamin B12. He very carefully and meticulously notes his results in an exercise book. And after just a few days, it becomes clear that whatever is causing this illness, Marmite is the cure. So Cochran then goes to the Germans who are running the prison camp. Now, you've got to imagine at the moment, forget this photo, imagine this guy with this long ginger beard and this shock of red hair. He hasn't been able to shave. A sort of Billy Connolly figure. Cochran starts ranting at these Germans in this Scottish accent, in fluent German, by the way, but in a Scottish accent, and it explains to them how German culture was the culture that gave Schiller and Goethe to the world, and he can't understand how this barbarism can be tolerated, and he vents his frustrations. And then he goes back to his quarters, breaks down and weeps because he's convinced that the situation is hopeless. But a young German doctor picks up Archie Cochrane's exercise book and says to his colleagues, "This evidence is incontrovertible. If we don't supply vitamins to the prisoners, it's a war crime." And the next morning, supplies of vitamin B12 are delivered to the camp, and the prisoners begin to recover. Now, I'm not telling you this story because I think Archie Cochran is a dude, although Archie Cochran is a dude.